Well, good morning. I know I keep saying it, but I hope and pray everybody's doing well. We call this the youth message, but it's really for all of us because we're all young at heart. But we hope that we reach our youth. We certainly miss them. We know that current situations now, they all have computers and laptops, and our only prayer is that they're tuning into the website to get this message. But I hope and pray that all of us who are young in heart take this message and claim it for our own, whether we're young or old or in between. It's a blessing to be able to receive God's Word. Well, my question today for all of us is, what's your fuel? You know, we all need fuel. We need fuel for our cars. We need fuel for the power plants to give us electricity and all of that. So think about, what is your fuel? And the scripture this morning is in Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13. It's interesting that this particular scripture follows Matthew 24 when Jesus was foretelling the future. So in Matthew's Gospel, chapter 25, verses 1 through 13, New Living Translation says this, and if you have a red letter edition and you're following along, you will see that this means that these are words that are attributed to Jesus because they're in red. The kingdom of heaven can be illustrated by the story of 10 bridesmaids who took their lamps and went to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish, 5 of them were wise. 5 who were foolish took no oil for their lamps, but the other 5 were wise enough to take along extra oil. When the bridegroom was delayed, they laid all down and slept. And at midnight, they were roused by a shout, "Look, the bridegroom is coming! Come out and welcome him!" Well, all the bridesmaids got up and prepared their lamps. Then the foolish ones asked the others, "Hey, please give us some of your oil because our lamps are going out." But the others replied, "We don't have enough for all of us. Go to a shop and buy some for yourself." And while they were going to buy oil, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the marriage feast, and the door was locked. Later, when the other 5 bridesmaids returned, they stood outside calling, "Sir, the door for us is locked." But he called back, "I don't know you, so stay away and be prepared, because you do not know the day or the hour of my return." May God add his blessings to the reading, the hearing, and the understanding of his holy and precious word. Well, back to what I was saying about what is your fuel. Well, I'll give you an inkling. Your faith is your fuel for life. I wanted to share with you something about preparation. And that's what the scripture about in Matthew 25. Jesus was telling us that we need to prepare for his return. But what do we do as we prepare? You know, preparation for life is so important. We got to prepare. We got to be able to challenge whatever happens in our life. And how do we prepare? We prepare with practice. You call here that? Practice your faith. Well, there's a famous violinist by the name of Fritz Kreisler. And he asked one time when somebody said, "How do you be able to understand what you're doing? And I never see you look at your fingers when you're playing the violin. How can you do that?" He said, "Well, I concentrate on the idea of music that he hears in his head, and he tries to come as near as he can." He says that a musician who does not have to think of what his fingers are doing is not ready for public performance. And I find that interesting. So how do you become good at playing a violin or any other instruments that you don't even have to think about the notes or what your fingers are doing? Yeah, that's what you do. You practice, practice, practice. And that's also how we prepare ourselves for life. If we do the right thing and we do it long enough, we won't even have to think about what we're doing in most situations. We'll just naturally do what is right and good and loving, and the sort of thing that Jesus would like us to do. In fact, it's the thing that he did. So the secret of being good on an instrument and being good at life, that's right, practice your faith. It is the fuel for your life. If you ever had one of those days, and you know, and you haven't had time to talk about what was ahead for the day, or simply had to go do some things, and you're not sure what you needed to do, or maybe you forgot to finish your homework, or you just had to go with the minimum of what you need to get done, just to, you know, squeeze through. Maybe you forgot to do a needed report for class. And what do? You rush into things, and you go, and you have lunch, and you get your gym clothes, and all of that stuff. Maybe you're like me, and you procrastinate a lot. You know, you may be even staying up all night long, and you get up in the morning, and you're late, and you miss some activities. Well, it all happens to us sooner or later, and we get away with it a lot. But it's kind of funny that we can have such risk-averse people when it comes to change, yet we feel risky. One of the most glaring ways that we sabotage ourselves is by ignoring our spiritual well-being. Now, some of us are pretty good at taking care of our physical needs. We eat well, we sleep well, we make sure we have proper exercise, but in our culture today, taking care of our emotional health has become an important way to show that we care about all our relationships with other people, but also how we care about our inner feelings, which affect our behavior. So what about your spiritual wellness? Well, that's what I wanted to talk to you about today. To get prepared, to pray, seek God's grace, seek the Holy Spirit in your life, and He will give you the wisdom and the grace that you need. Well, I hope and pray that all the youth, young, old youth, we're all young at heart, amen, are doing well. But we certainly miss the youth that we had that was part of our youth group. We miss picking them up in the bus. We miss bringing them to church. We miss having breakfast with them. We miss having lunch and fellowship together. You know, it's part of our spiritual life that we have to have fellowship with one another. We're not meant to be alone. We are meant to have relationship with one another. So we hope and pray that you're all doing well. In Jesus' precious name, amen.